Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Hello, Brent. How are you today?
I'm always doing well on a Friday when I get a chance to talk to you. You know, I'm not a plant expert, so I get leaf damage to some of my plants or shrubs and trees, and I'm not sure exactly whether it's insect or what it is. How do you tell?
Well, you know, Brent, that can be a little tricky. And if you have any question, by all means, bring us some samples of leaves or whatever you might have in for us to diagnose. It's always much easier to correct the problem when it first starts than to wait too long, and then you might have more of a serious problem. This summer has been a little strange. Well, maybe I have a tendency to forget. Every summer is different. But this year, beginning out, we had cool, windy days. And then we had hot, dry days. It seems like that went on forever. And then for the past few weeks, we've had cool, moist days. So we're just now getting into the insect and weed season. And so our customers are starting to bring in samples of leaves to us, and most of them are actually not insect damage, they're environmental damage.
What do you mean by
that? What I mean by that, well, if you get have a windy day, a tender leaf that's just emerged is easy to tear, and you don't notice a torn leaf until the edges of the tear become brown and start to dry up, and then you think, oh my gosh, what problem is this? And some of us, of course, have experienced heavy hail, but if you get a light hail in a rain and you go out in your garden a few days later, you'll notice that it could be holes or just dry brown spots on your leaves, and that really is caused by hail. Another issue that we're seeing some of is leaf cutter bees. Now, this is an interesting little critter. They actually cut holes in the leaves, and if you can think of it in terms of if you had a paper punch, a hole punch, and you punched a hole in the leaf right at the edge, the margin of the leaf, so that the hole isn't totally enclosed by leaf tissue, it's just on the edge. That's what a leaf cutter bee does, and of course then they take that little piece of leaf back to the hive or wherever they live and feed their friends with it. So leaf cutter bees, you've got to be very careful and not use any insecticides around them because they're very fragile in our environment. The other problems that we are starting to see are from insects that suck the juice out of leaves. Now, commonly known insects like aphids, spider mite, scale, those types of things, they're the ones that suck the chlorophyll out of the leaf, and so that makes portions of the leaf look off color or brownish, as opposed to a larger insect like a grasshopper or a caterpillar that actually has chewing mouth parts. They will walk across your leaf and chew holes in it wherever. But those are usually easily spotted. So if you're seeing holes in your leaf and you don't see any grasshoppers or caterpillars, chances are it's either environmental damage or leaf cutter bees, in which case there's nothing to worry about. But like I said earlier, if there's any question, bring a sample in to us and let the experts diagnose the problem and the proper solution for it.
And get it in there as soon as you see it.
Yes, sir. The sooner the better.
Where are you guys located?
Well, we have two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary.
Well, thanks, Lynn. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. I look forward to it.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.